Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is June 19th, 2025, and on today's episode, Evonik strengthens economic ties with Alabama and Virginia. The America's headquarters hosts a German Chamber of Commerce delegation, and Canadian colleagues judge young scientists at Alberta's Kiwanis Science Fair. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, engaging with state leaders in Alabama and Virginia. Evonik recently held discussions with the governors of Alabama and Virginia to strengthen economic collaboration with the states and acknowledge their support. At the Alabama State Capitol, Evonik leaders, including Evonik's President Americas, Guido Skidlarek, met with Governor Kay Ivey and engaged in discussions about ongoing expansion projects, which have contributed to job creation and economic development. Earlier in the week, Guido Skidlarek attended the Select USA event, an annual event hosted by the U.S. Department of Commerce, where he connected with Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who emphasized the business-friendly environment of his state. With over 250 employees in Virginia and almost 1,000 in Alabama, Evonik remains committed to fostering strong relationships with elected officials, as Robert Brown, head of government affairs, explains.
It is vital that we connect and maintain our relationships with local, state, and federal officials so that our voices are heard, and Evonik has a seat at the table when there are topics that concern our employees, facilities, or business.
This past week, Evonik's Americas headquarters hosted Dr. Helena Melenkov, the CEO of the German Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or DIHK. The DIHK represents the entire commercial, industrial, and service sector of Germany. During Dr. Melenkov's visit to the U.S., she and her delegation of representatives from regional and international German Chamber of Commerce chapters visited Evonik's Piscataway, New Jersey headquarters. The delegation gained insights into Evonik's business processes, growth strategies, and commitment to sustainability during a tour of the site's innovative analytical and formulation labs. North America remains a crucial and attractive growth market for Evonik due to its huge domestic market, proximity to local customers, and excellent ecosystem for innovation. Here's Bonnie Tully, Chief Operations Officer Americas and board member of the German-American Chamber of Commerce in New York.
So we want to enable the circular economy, we want to accelerate the energy transition, and we want to advance precision biosolutions. Political winds blow one direction and the other, but things like our sustainability plan to get to our goals in 2050, those cannot blow with the winds. We have to continue to hold this strategy. So that's why we continue to keep these particular topics top of mind as we are developing the goals for the company.
Last up, Evonik employees inspire young scientists in Alberta. Evonik Canada colleagues from the Medicine Hat Alberta Laboratory recently volunteered as judges for the 50th annual Kiwanis Science Fair held at Medicine Hat College. This year's event showcased innovative projects from students in grades 4 to 12 across southeastern Alberta, with two winners earning the chance to attend the National Science Fair later in the year. The science fair saw near-record participation, highlighting the enthusiasm and creativity of young minds. Participants presented a variety of projects, from experiments on plant growth to innovative solutions for combating antibiotic resistance. For the Evonik judges, the experience was both rewarding and enlightening. Tammy Kopa, a lab technician, shares her thoughts.
I was genuinely impressed by the creativity and enthusiasm the students brought to their projects. At Evonik, we believe in empowering the next generation of STEM students and leaders. Seeing all the innovative ideas from the students reminded me of how important it is to nurture curiosity and problem solving in our children. I'm very excited and grateful that I got to be a part of helping these kids build a brighter, more sustainable future.
Before you go, here's Jermichael Bonner, a member of Evonik's Employee Resource Group for Black Professionals, BILD.
Today, June 19th is Juneteenth in the United States. The holiday is celebrated in commemoration of the end of slavery. While America celebrates its first independence on July 4th, it was on this day that all Americans were truly free. Juneteenth has evolved into a national holiday that not only celebrates the final emancipation of America's enslaved population, but also provide the country with an opportunity to explore its complicated and tragic history of slavery and the continuing impacts of that history in our society even today.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on the Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.